This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد was recited at the end of the first rak'ah was where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم asks a rhetorical question and then makes a confirmation an affirmation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِ بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. Is it not enough for your Lord that He is upon everything a witness? أَلَا إِنُّهُمْ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِنْ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ. Is it not that they are in doubt from meeting their Lord? أَلَا إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُحِيطٍ. Is it not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon everything aware, or muhit means surrounding. So it can mean that He is encompassing, all-encompassing of everything. So when we say Muhit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-encompassing of everything. This is not one of His names, but Al-Muhit is not one of His names. But He is aware of everything with His names and attributes, is aware and present. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking the rhetorical question, is it not enough with that your Lord is upon everything a witness? One of His names is As-Shaheed. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Shaheedun. That He is a witness upon everything, that He is aware of everything. He sees everything, notices everything, witnesses everything. And this is important for the Muslim to know that even though, you know, we come together and we make Salat al-Fajr together and we do things independently, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware of that. And that should remind the Muslim that whatever we do, whether it is sirran a'laniyah, in secret and in open, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware. And also even much more of a deeper concept, that Allah is aware of what our hearts conceal and reveal. So if we're aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of what our hearts conceal and reveal, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being a shaheed is something that is not a problem for us to understand. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after that, is it not that the ones that are أَلَا إِنُّهُمْ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِنْ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ, and those that are in doubt of the liqa of their Lord. So here is a confirmation as well, or affirmation, that the ones, for the Muslim, it's important to believe and to know with full certainty that they will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That there will be a time that each and every single one of us individually will meet Allah, and all of our deeds will be shown in front of us, and we will answer for those deeds. We will be asked by Allah. This does not express ignorance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it's showing you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of everything, and that He is al-Hasib, that He will hold us accountable. But all of this is enveloped within the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He wants good for you and He wants for His mercy to be showered upon you. And when the Muslim recognizes this message of the Quran, they realize that, and then they try their level best to be of those, when they meet Him, that He is pleased with them. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that Allah is pleased with us in the actions that we do, and may make that in our hearts a place of certainty, our hearts being a place of certainty of meeting Him, and a place of solitude, and a place of hard work and actions that bring us closer to Him in these actions of worship. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He confirms at the very end, that He is upon every single thing, muhit, that He surrounds every single thing with His beautiful names and attributes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are aware of His beautiful names and attributes, and allow that to be the motivation behind avoiding evil deeds and behind performing the good deeds. Bi idhnillahi ta'ala. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار يا نصير. انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في السودان يا رب العالمين. انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي الويغر وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يدعونك يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن يا رب العالمين وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.